They came to riot. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's what police in Idaho are saying about more than two dozen suspected members of a white supremacist group who were found packed inside a U-Haul truck. Authorities say they were headed to a gay pride event yesterday before police received a tip.
The quote that we received through dispatch was, it, quote, looked like a little army that was loading up into the vehicle. We thought appropriate to take adequate measures.
Lee White is the police chief in Coeur d'Alene. He says some of the men were wearing gear that identified them as members of a group called Patriot Front. Across the country, a renewed push for tougher gun control measures.
All Americans have a right to not be shot, a right to safety.
David Hogg, who survived the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, rallied in the nation's capital.
Saturday's March for Our Lives was inspired by the recent deadly mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. Activists say those massacres should compel Congress to pass gun control legislation.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Not far from a gun control rally in Louisville, a shooting that left five teenagers injured, two critically, according to police. No arrests have been announced. A drive-by shooting has left four people hurt in Chicago. Police say the male victims were targeted in an alley on the city's south side. One of them is critically hurt. $5 a gallon and counting. Gas prices went up again overnight, according to AAA. The national average now $5.01 a gallon.
First time ever, the national average for regular gas hit $5 a gallon. That's up 60 cents from last month.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in New York, where gas is more than $6 a gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The calendar could start being filled with execution dates for death row inmates in Oklahoma now that a challenge to the state's lethal injection method has been rejected by a federal judge. The first inmate who could be put to death is James Coddington, who killed a coworker with a hammer in 1997. The State Department of Corrections is hoping to execute 25 inmates who have exhausted their appeals. The soft-on-crime approach is no longer working for voters in even the most liberal cities. San Francisco's DA got the boot last week in a recall election, and the district attorney in Los Angeles, George Gascon, could be next.
I've been up and down the county helping to collect signatures for this recall, and I can tell you this, the majority of Angelenos have had enough.
John Hatami is the deputy DA in Los Angeles. A lawsuit against the NRA is moving forward in New York.
No witch hunt. That's a judge's ruling on a lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James against the NRA. The nearly two-year-long legal fight can continue with the potential for fines and other remedies if the attorney general prevails. James says it confirms the suit's, quote, legitimacy and viability. The New York case began when the Democratic AG accused some top NRA executives of financial improprieties and sought to dissolve the group. The NRA was chartered in 1871 in New York, meaning James has oversight. The group's lawyer said they were disappointed but would keep fighting the case and still believes they were unfairly targeted. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
The season's over for the New York Rangers. They lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning last night 2-1 in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Final. The Lightning advanced to the NHL's Stanley Cup Final against the Colorado Avalanche. Game 1 is Wednesday night in Denver. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.